Hey everyone, this is Matt.
And this is Latte.
Welcome to Buttered Chaos, where things can get a little crazy.
But not too crazy.
We hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Ta-ta!
I can't believe it is.
Buttered Chaos.
Wait, so I wonder what happens if you record it. Where would we go?
Probably in the same kind of place.
You even look different, too.
What's that mean? Do I look ugly?
No. No, I'm kidding. It's just look, the camera looks different. I don't know. With the Mac computer, like, it gets like it brings in more light. Or maybe it's just because you're in a different area. I'm just so used to you being in your room. And now you got those lovely lines that I can never figure out growing up. I mean, what you look fine though. I'm just like, oh, I'm not used to those lines. He's struggling.
Like pulling up an elevator. God, I want an apartment like this.
Oh, it looks so nice out there.
Very Caucasian out there. Now there's a lot of black people to live here. Ooh, me and John. So me and John were waiting for the elevator, right? And we could hear these two dudes in the elevator having a conversation. So I'm guessing they were coming from the second floor. So it was something, the guy said something, something, big C word.
Oh, God.
And then all of a sudden when the doors opened, oh yeah, did you hear what Rachel, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nah, don't be switching it up, y'all. I'm trying to switch up.
You said what you
said. I know you trying to have this straight conversation and y'all getting a fucking powder blue Prius.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. You ain't fooling nobody. It's okay.
Chilean.
I had the window open.
No, I had the door open. It was kind of hot earlier.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to fuck with her air. I don't need to get yelled at.
Oh, y'all got no central air up and down? My AC is running and it's running good. Does that taste good? Is it warm? Okay.
Mm-hmm. The ice hasn't even started to melt yet.
You got those thick ass ice cubes, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, y'all, welcome to Buttered Chaos.
Yes, 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 yes. Hello, everybody. It's Latte.
And this is Matt.
So today we're discussing DM conversations. You know, direct messages, private messages,
iMessages, text messages,
just messages in general.
AOL Messenger messages. I'm kidding.
Who you say well still? That's like Yahoo Messenger. That's like back in the day.
Uvu.
That is old. Oh my God. All right.
So. We're going to be discussing some of the shit that's gone down in our DMs. And believe me, it has been some shit.
Yeah, it has. Men are weird. Men are weird.
Gay men are weird.
Gay men are very weird. Gay men, DL men, are the weirdest. They're the strangest. They always have these specific requirements, whatever. I attract DL men like I'm some kind of magnet, I swear.
And I attract the weirdos. And the funny thing is either they start off weird or they're cool for like a couple days and then bam, loony toony.
Yeah, those are the undercover ones, you know. The undercover weirdness. It's a front. It's a front. It's a front. DM men are so paranoid. They got to have all these rules and requirements. Oh, you can't tell nobody. Who am I going to tell? I don't talk to nobody like that.
Exactly.
And obviously something in me, I guess, gave trust because you hit me up in the first place. So.
Exactly.
But my most recent DM... Mr. David himself from the previous podcast conversation. Mr. David, Mr. Pineapple Head, SpongeBob, come get your home. He won't leave you alone. I just don't understand. I mean, do I need to start speaking in Spanish? I mean, I tried Spanish in high school, y'all, but like, I didn't pass. I mean, I think I passed. I think I passed just enough to get the grade, to get the credit. But it's okay. I got Google Translate. So I can go ahead and get you in other languages to get you together, because clearly English ain't working. Mr. Oh, please talk to me. I want to be friends. Please, please, sir. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not trying to be mean. I just don't want to associate with you. Can you not get that through your thick ass skin? SpongeBob, clean your house. It's cluttered. Clean your house. It's cluttered.
I just don't get, like, we tell you we don't want to talk to you, and you just keep popping up. You make new pages.
Right. I just don't understand. It's just like, I mean, I understand you're a nice guy. You say you're a nice guy. Okay, cool. Well, be nice to somebody else. I'm not interested. You know, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just not interested. So I blocked him. He's just, every time I see him, it's on that block. Block.
That's like me with a certain K-word, Uchiha.
Oh, Lord.
But we're not going to talk about that one.
Oh, I just seen him actually recently on Twitter, and he's blowing back up. So, another DM I got was actually recent too. This guy, he followed me on Twitter. And then not only did he send me a private message, he also sent me a message, like left me a comment on one of my pictures. He said, please follow back. Follow me back, bitch. Excuse me. Well, for one, I'm not on Twitter all the time. And two, if I don't want to follow your ass, I'm not going to follow you, Mr. No Pictures. No pictures, no nothing. I'm good.
So this is one that me and Latte shared an experience with, other than David. Mr. Dabriel. Let me see. He hit me up with some, hey, you're sexy. Can we talk? Can we video call? I'm like, I can't. I'm at work. You know, and he just kept going with the, oh, come on. I'm nice. Let's talk. And he called me like 12 times. I didn't answer.
Oh, my gosh. He called me 25 times, y'all.
And then, like, I told him, yo, like, chill out. Like, I'm at work. Please stop calling.
Exactly. Me too. I was working too. Calm down.
And, like, just, mm-mm. But you got the...
I got it worse. I mean, yeah, he called me multiple times. And I'm just like, for one, first of all, I'm just like, I don't video chat like that if I don't know you. I video chat more than I used to, but that's for people that I know. And I'm like, I don't even know you like that. And he's like, oh, I was just trying to talk. And I'm like, so do you normally just video chat people you don't know? You just follow people and just start trying to chat them? He's like, yeah. And I said, okay, how does it work out for you? He's like, not very well. I wonder why. So I finally had a break at work. I said, you know what? Let this man call me one more time, I'll answer. So I answered. And when I saw him on camera, he was so, he seemed cool. But the moment he started speaking, oh, honey, something was off. I knew something was off. I didn't know what it was exactly, but that man was off. So I just tried to have a regular conversation. And then he starts panning the camera down to the D and starts flapping that thing around. I mean, he's got a nice size. I'll get that to him, but I'm like, sir, I didn't call you for this. Now you scroll the camera back on up. And I hung up on him. And then he's gonna say, well, what happened? Oh, I'm back in action, my bad.
That's my favorite excuse. Bad connection. I'm getting another call. I'll call you back.
I said, my break's over anyway, so I gotta go to work. And he called me like 15 more times. I'm like, sir, I'm working. And so he's like, okay. And then he called me five more times. So I just took another break from work to call him back and just tried to explain boundaries to him. Like, sir, you got to calm that down. Why he get on the camera all the way naked? He was ready for my ass.
He thought she was going to show him a little something, something, Lotta.
I'm not showing you nothing, sir. You got issues. You have issues, sir. So I blocked him on the cover. I don't mind, you know, sex and everything. We can do all that cool shit, but like, at least talk to me first, bitch.
Don't just exactly.
Sex, whatever, all day long, but don't just ambush my ass like that, bitch. Like them damn group chats, ambushing people, ambushing. That's why you ambush people, and y'all expect to just take it. I ain't taking shit.
I ain't gonna sit down for this.
I ain't taking it.
I don't care how much lubrication you put in the conversation. I ain't taking it.
Yeah. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna fit. It's not gonna fit.
It's too big. It's like
it won't fit. Trying to put a square into a circular shape. No. Mm-mm. No.
Trying to put the star in the octagon.
Trying to put the star in the damn triangle. It ain't working, bitch. It ain't working.
So I got one from back in the yay days when I was single and a Pringle. From Growler.
Oh, God, not Growler.
I had this guy hit me up. He's like, oh, I'm in your city. You should, you know, do the horizontal mumbo. His exact words, by the way. I'm like, oh, sure. He was like, so what you into? I'm like, oh, pretty much anything except for, you know, the really nasty shit that I'm not even going to mention.
Yeah.
So he proceeded to ask him the same thing. And he's like, I'm only into one thing. And I'm like, what's that? I want you to bring a jar of peanut butter with you. And I'm like, okay, cool. For what? He's like, I want you to get a spoon and put a dollop of peanut butter on my hole. I'm like, okay. And like, I thought, okay, maybe he's one of them people that, you know, Texas one thought at a time.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, oh, is there anything else? He's like, no, I just want you to leave. I'll get off from that. And I'm like, so, of course I never showed up.
Of course.
And I'm like, what would I have gotten out of it?
I guess the sweet sensation of the dollop of, I don't know. I'm trying to say, I'm trying to make it into something.
Like, he blew me up for like a month after that. Saying, oh, I'll be back in Delaware. You know, it can be crunchy. It can be creamy. And then he's like, but it's got to be, it's got to be Jif. We don't do Skippy over here.
Wait, do they make crunchy Jif?
Yes.
They do? Oh, okay. We always had just regular smooth.
I don't like crunchy peanut butter.
I never had a little taste for it. Just
I'm like, if I want to eat peanuts, I'll just eat peanuts.
Yeah, and I'll just have the peanut butter. It's peanut butter. I mean, it's supposed to be spread. Okay, so another DM little situation I had was back a couple of years back, when I did my very first work at home job, working for this lovely company, Kelly Connect, you know, doing Apple shit and all that stuff. We were having classroom introductions and I'm like, oh God. So you had to get on video camera and, you know, tell your story and everything. I'm just like, yeah, da da da, Mate, hey, I'm 20, blah, 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 all this good stuff. So, literally the moment I got off the camera, I got a Facebook message. I'm like, who's this? And it was somebody I didn't even recognize. He said, hey, do I know you? And I'm like, who the fuck are you? I'm like, you messaged me. How do you message somebody randomly? Do I know you? Like, bitch, do I know you is the question. I'm like, no, who are you? And he's like, oh, I'm in the classroom. And then I looked at the roster. Oh, shit, he's in there. How the hell did you find me? Because at the time, my name on Facebook is my nickname. So how the hell did you find me? Because I gave him my real name. Of course, obviously, my real name is not Latte. It's just a nickname. And so he just kept saying, I think I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, sir, I don't think I know you. Like, I'm sorry. And then he was starting to send me a video message. Just like, are you sure? You just seem so familiar. I'm like, I'm pretty sure. And if I did talk to you, sir, when? Because I've talked to many guys. I'm not a hoe or nothing. It's just I just like to talk to people. But from there, we just kind of just started messaging and just had, like, I guess a friendship or whatever. He was kind of weird in a way. I mean, he was nice, but it was kind of weird. And apparently he was married to this guy. And he would send me pictures of him. And his husband's hella handsome. Like, really handsome. If that's his husband, I don't know, child. Like, these men would just come with any kind of anything to make them seem momentarily interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they then he starts sending me, like, nudes and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, okay. Cool. Send me, like, gifts and, like, videos of those two doing the do. And I'm just like, is your husband okay with you sending a stranger that? Because I'm a stranger. You don't know me. Now, granted, I'm not a scumbag or nothing. Hoo-hoo. I'm about to expose you. Or I don't do that kind of stuff. But it was just weird. And I'm just like, sir, I clearly don't know you. But like I said, people just, I think they just naturally trust me. So I don't know.
Maybe it's your face. You got, like, that soft, trustworthy face. You got that summer glow.
Summer glow. I can't.
Summer glow in winter.
I'm like, okay. But I guess. I don't know. I mean, but eventually I learned more about him. And apparently Matt over here knows of him. I'm like, oh, you do know. Like, oh, okay. Oh, I mean, the funny thing is, like, it's just like I talk to these guys and I think they're fine. And then Matt tells, oh, well, this is my experience with them. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I mean, it's not all the time, it doesn't happen that often.
But no, it just happened, you know, with a few of the guys. I'm like, really? I would have never guessed it about them.
It just registered in my brain who you were talking about, too.
Yeah.
So, Mr. I just sent you a friend request, you know.
Mr. Alder. Yeah.
So, I do have someone that me and Latte have both associated with in the past. Not going to say names because apparently all I ever do is talk about them to the point that I got screamed at on a voice call. And Latte knows exactly. But no, you're thinking about the person that did the yelling. I'm talking about. So this person who will remain nameless. We had a history and all this other shit. So we started talking again on Snapchat. So out the blue, he decides he wants to start opening the floodgates of random information. The very first tidbit he threw at me, he's like, don't tell nobody. And I'm like, depends on what you're about to tell me. Because if it's crazy beyond belief, damn sure I'm going to tell my friends. So he proceeds to tell me, well, my dad abandoned me and it really pisses me off. And I just want to bend him over and hate fuck him.
Oh, child.
And I was just like, I had to double take on the message like 6 times. To make sure I was reading this correctly.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, yeah. And he sent me pictures of his dad. And I don't know why he had a random shirtless picture of his dad, but well, if you want to be the strange things about the whatever, you know.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what it was giving me.
Was it the strange thing about the Johnsons, right?
Yeah.
And that tub thing.
Oh,
next.
Nope, nope. So then I'm like, okay.
We just sat there, just turn the volume up on the TV. Bitch, I know you hear that shit.
He was singing gospel in that tub. But anyway, so after he tells me this, I'm like, okay, well, he's like, you're not judging me, are you? I'm like, of course I'm not.
You're getting judged.
Then, and this is when I blocked this. This is another peanut butter story. He said, I put peanut butter on my balls and let the dog lick it off.
Oh, my God.
No. And I blocked him so quickly. And in my mind, I'm just like, that poor, poor, beautiful scam lately. That poor, poor dog, such the most adorable old dog on the planet.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, okay, sir, out. Just goodbye. You're really not getting that enough good from your man, your husband, whatever, that you ain't even with now, that you gotta molest the dog and want to fuck your dad.
Mm. Let's see. I never got any of that from him. When I met so-and-so, it was on that BGC Lives.
Throwback.
Throwback. I can't remember. I messaged him or he messaged me. I can't remember that. But we started talking. And, you know, we threw compliments at each other. Oh, you're cute. Oh, you're handsome. And blah, 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 blah. And he told me he likes to sing. And all this stuff, you know, I got nothing but from good vibes with him. Like, I didn't think there was anything wrong with him. So we exchanged numbers eventually, and eventually became friends on Facebook. And then I noticed that he was showing a lot of pictures with one boy. And I'm just like, oh, who is this? And he said, that's my boyfriend. I'm like, oh, okay, you got a man. He's like, yeah, I got a man. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, we could still be friends. Like, I'm not a homework or anything, but it doesn't even matter because he lived states away anyway, so it didn't really matter. But all the time, every time I would start texting him, he would just keep asking for nudes. And I'm just like, sir, this is it every single time? You just want to see some nudes or something? Well, I just like what I like, and you just happen to have what I like. I'm like, well, you got a whole man. And I'm so glad I didn't get involved in that mess. Because this is the same man that was screaming at somebody.
Oh, for something I ain't even do.
That was screaming at somebody. What was it, over Facebook Messenger or something? Or
nah, it was a phone call. Remember his fraudulent ass friend put me in that three-way call.
And I had to record that. I recorded some of that. But yeah, I'm so glad I did not get any further involved with that because I'm not about to go back and forth with somebody over a man. Like, no. Like, if your man was going to cheat on him and you feel some type of way, you need to leave the relationship. But you can't get mad at somebody else just because your man wants them. That's what I'm just saying. But
exactly.
But for me, I always like to try to get to know people. You know, everybody has their opinion on everybody, but I still like to give people a chance. So, but from my experience, because he's the kind that would cheat on his man, and I don't want nothing to do with that. Apparently, according to Matt, he likes to get in with animals and his dad and stuff. So now I'm really extra done.
And I'm just like, on top, you know, your man is a hoe when they post fresh car keys and someone's in the comments saying, now you can drive around town and cheat on your man. Beep, beep, beep.
Petty. So damn petty.
I ain't never get shit like that in my comments. That's all I'm saying.
No, you got to be a real hoe to do that shit. And, I wish him well. But I don't want none of that drama in my life. So, And you have to screw me on no damn phone call.
we're gonna have to listen to that after this.
That man was hot. He was so hot. And I'm just like, why are you so mad at Matt? He handed that to you.
And I'm just like, on top of that, like, he was screaming but not saying nothing.
Oh, he'll scream with something.
Oh, he was making some idle-ass threats that never got carried out now, did they?
He gonna break your neck with them. All kinds.
Break my neck, come up to Delaware and slice me and
snatch you up.
And what was it? Don't think about bringing no backup because you're going to get jumped. Oh, yes, because I'm going to let you and your friends jump me.
Lord, I can't.
What else I got?
I mean, like, not everything's all sexual. Some stuff is just regular. Like, what's his name? I ain't going to say no names. But the guy from the last podcast who over here blocking people, you know, I was over here because he does commissions. And it's like, okay, cool, cool, cool. Those people who have like drawings of themselves next to Pokemon, I think that's real dope. So I wanted to get something from him. And it's like every time I would message him, he would always be busy. And I'm just like, well, sir, what are you doing? And I'm like, are these people paying you? Because these are your friends. And I'm wondering, are you doing that because they paid you or because they're your friends? But he just stayed busy with people. So, eventually I just stopped trying to hit him with permission because he was just always busy. And then there was another situation with him where it was concerning a certain friend of ours. Well, I guess he's kind of a friend to me, not a friend to Matt.
Never would I ever go down that road again.
It's complicated. But that so-called friend of ours was going around sending messages to people through text now, you know, just fucking with them. And he told this guy, verbatim, I want to fuck you with a toothbrush.
And that he watches him with binoculars.
And the guy goes back to Twitter talking about, oh my God, what's wrong with people? I feel threatened. And everybody has thought, like, who is that? Who I got to beat up? Da 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 da.
And mind you, he originally blamed it on somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. He sure did. He did. And at the time, I didn't say shit because I'm just like, whatever. Because the boy was my friend, and I guess I was somewhat protecting him. But a little while later, we had like a little bit of a falling out, although we're better now, somewhat. At the time, we had a falling out. And I said, well, fuck him, I don't care no more. So the guy had posted he did something, and it involved that former friend of ours. And I was just trying to give him a heads up, like, yo, you might want to watch him, because this is the same guy that was texting you all kinds of craziness. And then he gonna say, who, him? No, he's my friend. He would never do that to me. I'm like, okay, bitch. So I literally logged into my iPad and restored all those conversations that we had through group chats.
An hour is looking through shit.
And I'm like, let me get my receipts. And I had a bunch of receipts. Because it wasn't just him. It was several people, all of which I don't even know if they believe me or not. I don't know. They didn't believe. So I'm like, here are your receipts. Here's the conversation your conversation. And I also screenshotted the whole group chat we were in, his contact. And I even tapped on his contact. I did a screen recording. I tapped on his contact and went back to show it's his number. So you can't say, oh, that's probably Photoshop. Well, honey, that's a screen recording. You can't Photoshop that now. But then that former friend of ours apparently was sending him screenshots and was circling the times and then that's supposed to mean something. Talking about, oh, you guys are plotting. He didn't do this. You're making this shit up. I'm like, what are you talking about? So he sent me screenshots. Mind you, these screenshots are old as hell. They're old.
And had nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that group chat because those conversations happened after that group chat. I'm just showing you because this went way back we're talking the very end of 2019. That's how old mm-hmm. So I'm like, that has nothing to do with what's happening now. And then he's circling the times saying, well, what is this then? I'm like, well, what is that? Those are old. Like, wait, are you trying to say those are now? That's stupid as hell. I'm like, you know what, sir, I'm agree with him. At the same time, Matt was messaging him too. And I guess he felt like, oh, these two are plotting against me. They're planning something. I'm confused. And then his followers were like, oh, who I got to beat up? What's going on? Who I got to who I gotta handle? I'm like, let me leave him alone. I should have took our friend Justin's advice and just left alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hoes don't believe nothing.
Yep.
You receipt that had your name up there. Sir, I didn't know your name was whatever it was. I didn't kind of say your name.
And on top of that, like, we showed that he legit sent us your contact information. It was trying to get us to help him.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm not going to mess with that man. Like, I'm not going to text a random stranger and just mess with them. I might text one of my friends and let him mess with them.
Exactly.
I know how to limit myself. I don't go too far like some people. I ain't going to say no names. But no, I'm not going to text some random stranger. Like, what did that get me? Nothing.
Exactly. I don't have time to sit. First of all, I have a fucking life. I don't sit around and harass people. Because what does that gain me? But everyone thinks I do because of a certain someone.
Who has time for that? Because I certainly don't.
Somebody that doesn't have a job in a shitty relationship.
Well, I can't help you there, sir.
I can't relate to that. So to jump off of this person that Latte mentioned, I had someone that I honestly had no real issues with him. It was the former friend who had issues with him. The only weird, crazy, stupid interaction I had with him was I messaged him and said, how was your day? His response was, what do you mean? So I said, how was your day? With some fun emojis. I still don't understand what you mean. You're being weird.
Oh.
So I said, okay, maybe it's because I didn't put a question mark. How is your day? Question mark. I'm through with this conversation. Text me when you understand what you're talking about.
That's the other way around. What you don't want to say he's talking about. Look at this. And he's another one of them that the former friend was messaging, and he didn't want to believe the receipts that we gave him.
He said, I don't have those conversations on my phone, so it's fake. Did you not delete them?
I mean, did you keep them? Like, you deleted them. So, but like, the fact that they're still there, it showed your name, and it showed the little content picture of Patrick.
Patrick in a cowboy hat.
The former fan kept saying he was stupid like Patrick from SpongeBob, and we all know Patrick ain't the brightest, so...
And because I threw that joke at him one time, every time the former friend would text this motherfucker and send the damn Patrick thing, he would message me saying, stop bothering me. I'm like, I'm not bothering you.
Like, and then he said, stop. You said, stop texting my phone. It's my phone.
Oh, yeah. I told him to stop texting my phone. It's my phone. Don't tell me what to do. But then when I flipped it around at him, he's going, because I kept messaging him. After he said, stop, I said, it's my phone. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what I want to do. I'm like, huh?
I said, sir, let him go.
I let that shit go. And then he recently added me on Instagram.
Like, that man is just too far gone. And it's a shame. It's a block. Bye.
And, like, I wanted to order some of the custom masks he was making. I think he has a good sense of fashion. But all because it's a certain someone. Opportunity for friendship.
There's only so much that we could pin on somebody else. At the end of the day, sir, yeah, while that former friend did start some shit, sir, you finished it. And you just...
Well, he finished it after I showed the proof, and he still denied that it was him. But exactly. So I'm just like, but prior to that,
there's only so much you can blame the former friend on. This is just your personality, sir. You're kind of crazy, so... so I guess he just... A lot of people just don't trust Matt for whatever reason.
And shady, a hoe, a homewrecker. Yeah.
And I've never mentioned that I've actually gotten some DMs from people saying you can't trust Matt. So I'm just like, really? Who has time for that? Like, this is not Survivor.
Like, I mean, we do be voting people off the island sometimes.
I mean, we have voted people off of our island of friends in our group chats. But I'm like, this ain't Survivor. This is not Amazing Race, whatever the hell it is. Like, building alliances and stuff like that. It's a friendship. Like, it's just y'all are just so attracted to him that once he rejects your ass, it's all, you can't be trusted. Oh, you can't trust him, Latte.
And like, I've given you the ultimate sign of trust. You've seen my damn iCloud drive.
Exactly. Like, this man literally let me log into his stuff, and I've seen all his stuff. That's like the ultimate sign of trust. Like, come on. So.
And I've screen recorded my phone and laptop.
That too, and all the screen, like all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, as far as trust goes, it's there. It's just, y'all just want Matt. Y'all just can't have him. So y'all.
And on top of that, when it's not that, it's people don't take the time to get to know me. They see either A, the pictures, B, the follower count, or C, they just automatically assume because I'm light skinned that I'm stuck up.
Stuck up. He's stuck up. Oh, he got the follower. You can't talk to him. I'm like, Matt's probably one of the most down earth people that I've ever met.
And apparently and then I reject someone and that makes me shallow.
Are you kidding me? All the men that Matt be saying, oh, he's cute. He likes them of all shapes and sizes and colors. So, you know.
And then my other favorite thing, I'm in a monogamous relationship. It's not going to happen.
Well, they see that as, oh, he's playing games. What game is he playing? I'm confused. So it's just, I have people in my DM saying, you can't trust Matt. He likes to lead people on and everything. You know, don't believe him. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not trying to come on to Matt like that. So, no. This is just a friendship. So what are you talking about? Well, I'm just saying, like, if you ever have a thing for Matt, don't believe what he says. I'm just like, I'm not in this to get with Matt. I'm just in this for a friendship. So I'm just like, whenever they say that shit, I'm just like, why? Y'all, what, why? So I erase the messages. I keep moving.
And apparently Latte is mean. He's a bully. He's always got to have his way.
Yeah. That last one was kind of true, though.
He did threaten to smack me with a wet pool noodle.
Look, I like it my way. I like it my way. But no, I'm actually a really nice person. It's just, I think because sometimes I'm kind of blunt. So I like to ask questions.
I'm like Miss Cricket, Miss Blunt.
I've actually grown to like Cricket, but our relationship kind of started off rocky. Actually, no, it did start rocky. It was actually fine at the beginning. It was just, I don't know, when he became friends with Matt, something happened. I don't know. I swear. No, let me not say that.
No.
I'm about to say something. No, sometimes you have to watch what you say. And it's just like when you're in someone's DMs, like, just be respectful.
Be respectful. Get to know the person. Don't just, what I hate the most is random nudes.
Don't just assume stuff.
What I hate the most is random nudes.
Yeah. Am I like, where's your face at?
Like, if we met,
is a disembodied dick. That's it.
Like, if we met in person and we're at fucking Applebee's, as my ex would say, Applebee's, because you pronounce the apple,
apparently. Applebee's.
So. you know, would you just whip your dick out at the table? Like, if it will reach the top of the table.
I'm going to have to knock your head off for that shit. Eating around my food. I don't know that thing's been. Just up first. Damn, disembodied dicks and asses everywhere.
You know what I just realized? How many people give their man head after he just sat on the toilet and he ain't washed his balls?
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
Ugh. I want to say 45%.
They call that a San Diego thank you, whatever.
No, I thought, never mind. Mm-mm, let's not get into that.
I'm just thinking about American Dad or Roger.
I did not know there was an American Dad opening where Meg was in it.
Yeah. She did it herself. I'm
like, what the fuck was that? Wait, because I downloaded the clip. Well, part of it. She said.
Even in this show, girl, we don't like you.
She said. You better become a Santa dad and the aliens gay. And then there's a fish and a boy and a girl. Stan's just like, hey. Oh, I get it on this show, too.
Yeah, yes. On this show, we don't like you, the bitch. It's so sad because the first season of American Family Guy, they treated Meg like she was an actual human being, a person.
Mm-hmm. Now she's just a family punching bag.
Now she's just a punching bag, and she just takes it. Mm-hmm. Poor girl. Well, this was nice.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel like we're kind of rambling now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
well, audience, that was our Down the DMs podcast. Hope you had some laughs with us and enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, we've got our fifth episode, which we will be talking about our high school experiences.
Oh boy.
And our season one finale is coming up soon, which will be us playing a game of Would You Rather and $1 million, where we'll be asking, you know, would you do this for $1 million?
Oh, hopefully we're going to be joined by some other people. Hopefully.
That was going to be a bonus episode, Never Have I Ever, with Cricket and Marcus.
That is...
Yep, and then we have season two planned out, which will start in fall of this year.
Oh, we sure do. Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we'll just be gauging people's reactions and commentary and decide what we want to do next.
Yeah, that's all up in the air at this point.
Okay, well, this has been Matt.
And this has been Latte.
And this has been Buttered. We never do this right.
We never do.
And this has been Chaos.
Utter chaos.
Bye, y'all.
Ta-ta.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
I got on my lip. Oh.